Learning Masechtas Yuma Dachav Zayinim and Aleph. We're starting to share in the Mishnah the Banim of Chavav and Mei is Ayil Korah Bachan Aser. Ayil, which is an adult keves, takes 11 kanim. The keves itself took 9 kanim. Well, that's together with the Minchas Chavitim. But the actual keves was 6 kanim, and then the Chavitim, and then the Minchas Nesachim, and the Yayin, each one had another kain, that was 9 kanim. The Ayil was 11 kanim. That didn't count the Minchas Chavitim, but the Ayil had 11. The Basa was with the same 5 as with the Keves. The Rosh in the Regal, the Shtei Yadayim, the Ukkos in the Regal, the Shtei, the Chaz of the Geir, the Shtei Tfanes, and but the Kerbayim are with 2, and the Seilus is with 2, and the Ayin is with 2. So that makes 11. And the Par is 24, and the Mar goes to it that the Rosh is 1, but the Regal is 2, rather than like with the Kevis and the Ayil, the Reish and the Regal together is 1. Here the Reish is 1 and the Regal is another 2. The Shtei Reglayim, each Regal is 2. The Elkets and the Reglayim, each one is 2. And the Chaz is 3. Now the Meiri says like this. HaReish Be'achad, because they weren't allowed to cut the Reish, because it's 1 Aver. And it says, L'nisachel, V'loi nisachel, L'nisachel. So you needed one person to carry the Reish, even though the Reish, I guess he felt, was large. But he needed one person to carry it because he couldn't cut it into 2 parts. The right regal was with 2 people because they would cut into 2 parts. And he says he cut it at the joint. And what he means is, and I saw this in Rabbeinu Eliyakim, that since they cut it at the joint, that's not called nesachim and nesachim. If you split a bone, that's nesachim and nesachim. But the regal, you could cut it at the joint, that wouldn't be called nesachim and nesachim. But then he says, "Hashem Ashleim Mechachem Eisei." They didn't cut the regal. We call them Shnayim and Mischabrin Bava Asa. So he had a suffix. When the Mishnah says the regal is Mishnayim, that they cut the regal into 2 pieces, and the Reish you weren't allowed to cut into 2 pieces because that's a problem of Vinitach Eisei Lunasachav. The extra rule Lunasachav tells you Eisei Lunasachav Alay Nesachem Lunasachav. But the regal maybe you were allowed to cut into 2 parts, or maybe the regal also you weren't allowed to cut into 2 parts. Mishnayim means 2 people carried one, they carried together 1 piece. That was a suffix. The Mimi has such 2 tzadim. It's Bemisim, Machlek is Ram and the Raivad. The Raivad is not in Asagas, it's on the Pirish and Teres Kainim. The Ramam, in Silchus Maisik Abanas Perek Vavalachi Ates, when he talks about how they brought the power of Chavdalid, he says clearly that they couldn't be Machalikit because it's the Nesachav, Loinis Sechel, and Nesachim, that they did not cut the Evarim into multiple pieces. The Raivin in his Pirushat Teres Kainim the Burd and Adav and Perek Vav, he has a kasha why we needed a special din by Reish not to cut it into 2 parts, and then he said like this: V'su kashlan parik karev b'chav dalit the ukitz regel ukitz b'shnayim the regel b'shnayim v'chein shayin nesachim sheishim mischakel b'shleisha. Some of them even split the 3. It's by Ben Abakar it says aysun schel v'neschel nesachim. So how could it be that you're cutting a par into multiple parts? What happened to the din of v'nitach aysel nesachim v'nischel nesachim? So Enfid derived that the nesachim that we made, there wasn't a pasuk telling you that these are the pieces and you're not allowed to cut them further. The site of why these pieces are considered the correct pieces and you can't cut them further, he says that's the meaning of how the animals were butchered in those days. When you wanted to butcher them for Shulchanis Malachim or Balei Sudais, how did they butcher them? That's the way you have to butcher them in the Beis HaMikdash. That was done with 6 for the Tlam, and that's the 24 for the Par. That was the Fila Minig, they're called Nesachim. And the point was, Shul Yishanim in a Minig V'chalk Nesachim Chalukah Acheris. That's like the Ravid, a big Kiddush. So the Ravid is assuming that the Pshan in the Mishnah is, when it says Shnayim or Shleisha, means it was split into 2 or 3 parts, not that 2 or 3 kahanim are holding them together. And he asks the kasha, why is it nesachim and nesachim? And he says, not like what we said, that mechalka meisa b'perik, but he says, stam, that what's considered a part, and what's considered a part of a part, depends on how it was done, how it was normally butchered for moshochas malachim, or sudas gedailas. And that he also explains why the reish has a separate din. The reish is din, you're not going to cut it no matter what, even if it's normal to cut it up. So that's the Machlekes Rishayim. Does the Mishnah mean two kahanim or three kahanim together carried one piece, or the Mishnah means we split up to the two kahanim, and for whatever reason there's no problem of Eisel Nesachayav Lein Nesachem Nesachem. Now the Mishnah fears Eis, V'med V'amur M'karben Tzibur, Ava M'karben Yachan Imratzel Hakev Makriv. So these dinim, the 6, the 9 by the tamin, the 11 by the ayil, the 24 by the par, the karbanis tzibur. You have, all these could be karbanis tzibur, musafim, have parim, elim, and kvasim, but a karban yachid. In ratzel hakev makir, Rashi says, in ratzel hakev kayin yachid as a karlu b'loi pais. One kayin can be makir everything, and there's no pais. Now the Siyah Chitzuk writes that the Rambam, both in Pirish Mishnayis and in Perik Vavach's Maisa Karbanis, doesn't say b'loi pais. He just says that the misbah that we're having, whether it's 6, 11, 24, the misbah of kahanim is only by karban tzibur. By karban yachid, you don't need that particular misbah of kahanim. But you do need a pais. The Rambam never says you don't need a pais. So even the karban yachid was done on yidei pais. See, the Mishnah Melech and Hilchos Midah Musaf in Perek Dan Alachatess has a suffix in what Rashi means. What does it mean, b'loi pais? How do you decide? Is it up to the Bala Karban? Or is it Kalakaydim Zachar? He says, the Mashmais is Kalakaydim Zachar. Mechatess to the Bala Karban has a right to choose the Kayin. He brings the Karban and the Kanim do what they do. Mechatess to the Bala Karban has a right to choose the Kayin. So it's Kalakaydim Zachar. But he wants to know, why would they have Masakin a pais? They have Masakin by a Karban Zibah. Why are they Masakin a pais by a Karban Zibah? So they shouldn't fight. So why didn't they say the same thing by Karban Yachid? The Tejan divorce also asked the same kasha. And the Mishnah Melech says maybe because it wasn't so chashiv, so they wouldn't fight over it. But he says it's a deichik. The Achreinim, the Rashash, and other Mepharshim on the Mishnayis, like the Chedushim Ariach and the Taisus Chadashim there on the Mishnayis, they quote a Rashi in Tmur, which says Mefurish, that it's up to the Baal to decide who does the Karban. Like the Mishnah Melech Sadatzat. Rashi that talks about Hekdesh Ili, though it's a complicated thing, but Rashi basically says that somebody could charge money, he could take money from his friend, and that he'll give the carbon that he's bringing to that friend's Kayin grandson, his Ben Bita Kayin, and that way that Kayin will get the Ar of the Ayla. So you see clearly he's giving it to a particular Kayin to do. Now Taisa seems like he argues in Rashi, he says that's only by a Bechar, but that's only the thing about taking money, v'chuli, but the Taisus Chadashim hold that even Taisus is not arguing on this basic point that it's up to the Baal in which kayin does the karbet. Now, the Mari Landau here on the side, a guy is Mari Landau, that's from the Nei Debuda, Mecheska Landau, he says, he has a stira, because Rashi and Abbeza Mebeis says that they did do a pais by a karbet yachid. The Rashi is Miyadin and Haim Misrami, which at that point the Gemara is Tumah and a Karban Yachid. Rashi says there was a pais. And here he says, there's no pais by a Karban Yachid. So Mari Landau says, this is the Chilik. When the Bailam choose a Kayin, then there's no pais. If the Bailam don't choose a Kayin, then there's a pais. Mentioning that the Sras Emes and the Mitzvah Eson on that Beis Rameis is Megiyah, the Rashi, and the way they understand the Rashi there after their Agav, he's not saying that by Karban Yachid is a pais. But the Mari Landau was also clearly saying, like the Achreinim bring from Rashi and Tmurim, like the side of the Mishnah Lamelech, that the Bailam decide which Kayin does it. There's a Chazanish, Simen Kuf Chavav, Simchan Chaf Aleph, that says that really they did a pais for Karban Yachid. And Rashi says there was no pais, he means they weren't Masakin a pais leif and kavur, because most of the times it wasn't necessary. I guess there's enough karbanis that there weren't any lintzui. The karban tzibur is only one, so everyone wanted it. The karban yachid, but they worked it out among each other. So to sum up, the Siach Yitzchak's medayik in the Rambam that a karban yachid did have a pais. The Mishnah Lamelech and Tezion were bothered. Why shouldn't they have a pais? Why isn't it less lintzui? The Chazanish says because it wasn't necessary. They were able to work it out. The Rashash and other Mepharshim bring that Rashi in Tamur is Mepharish that the Bailam decide which Kayin does it. And that's why there wasn't a Pais. And the Mari Landau says if the Bailam decide, then the Bailam decide. And if not, there's a Pais. That's who answers the steer in Rashi from here and Dabez and Mebez. Now the Mishnah fears us, have Shaitim v'nituach and Shalel of Elu Shavim. The Hefshit and the Nituach of a Karban Yachin and a Karban Tziba were the same. Even though the Hakrava was different because you didn't need that amount of Kahanim. But the Hefshet Nituach was the same. And the Gemara says, Tana, The hafshe v'nituach shavim mizar. Both of them, mizar is allowed to do it. You don't need a kayin to skin the animal or to cut it up. That can be done by a zar, by a non-kayin. And the Gemara goes through the next amid, the drashas hapsukim. How do you know you don't need a kayin? Now the Gemara Suri asks an interesting question. The Mishnah says, hafshetim v'nituach shel elu v'elu shavim. Karban tzibur, karban yachid, both have the same din of hafshe v'nituach. And the Gemara is seemingly masbir that they're both done by a zar. That's what Rashi teaches it. He wants to know, but what's the havamina that they shouldn't have the same din that it's a zar? That a zar works for hafshe v'nituach, that's a vada chiddush. But that there's no difference between karban yachid and karban tzibur in regard to the hafshe v'nituach, what's the chiddush? When do you ever find a difference between karban yachid and karban tzibur in regard to who does the aveda? As a fact, the Gvura Sari. Now, the emphasis we spoke earlier on the Mishnah of Mishaychet, that even though Shechita is Ksheri Bizarre, but the Ritva says they did not allow a Zar to do the Shechita, and Taisus says that in Kedushin, and we were very bonded because there are a number of Gemaras and a Mavur that they did allow a Zar to do the Shechita, and we said, over the Meiri, and the Cheshik Shleime was the Chavin to it, that a carbon yachid they allowed a zar to do the shkita, a carbon tzibur they did not. So that would lechari make a big chiddush hafshe v'nituach, that once you find that even though me'ikir adin there's no chilik, but in what they did in practice is a chilik, that by a carbon yachid they allowed a zar to do the shkita, not by a carbon tzibur, so we would think the same thing happened by hafshe v'nituach, that they would allow a zar to do it by carbon yachid, not by carbon tzibur. So that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. I found afterwards the Aris and Rav Yashiv. Rabbi Yashiv said this teretz in the Shia, the teretz of Gvura Sariz Kasha, the reason why it's a chiddush that it's Eilav Eilav Shavin, as you see by Shkita, they didn't allow a Zara to do it, but Hefshe Nituach, they did allow a Zara to do by a Karban Tzibur. Now the Gvura Sariz says a different shot. He says that the din of Eilav Eilav Shavin is going on the Ikid din of Nituach. The Braisa also says that they're both Mutta Bazar, but the chiddush that Karban Tzibur, Karnyach, and Ashava is that the din Nituach is the same. Because you would think that this, that we have the 24 kahanim or the 11 kahanim or the 9 kahanim, the reason why we make the nituach to fit the kahanim that are bringing it. But by a karban yachid, we don't necessarily make the nituach that way because we're not doing the same amount of kahanim. Kamashlo, no, these are the nesachim that are done, these are the cuts that are done, both by a karban yachid and by a karban tzibur. Now the Gemara Sari holds that the Rambam doesn't hold the way, because the Rambam writes, we quoted this Rambam, we didn't quote it fully. The Rambam writes, "V'lomo yichalku de'evar gadol shel ashar lechalakim." How come you don't cut the? How come you don't make different pieces of the evar gadol v'shar? Shaynem l'nisachav loy nisachav l'nisachav. And then the Rambam writes, "V'medvar murim ba'ilus tzibur, ava ba'ilus yachin imratzul lahelach yisav apakas me'eloi b'yesim elichin." So the Gemara Sari understands that "V'medvar murim ba'ilus tzibur ba'ilus yachin." Not is going on the ikid din of nesachav loy nesachel nesachim, that by ailus yachid you could cut it in different things, you could make different cuts. But the achrayim don't aim on that way. The chasdei david and the tesefta from Rabbi David Farday, the Archa Shulchan Simon Ayidal Sifka of Ches, they say like the Rambam says, if Edvar Ba'ilusib is going back on the din of how many kanim bring it ailus yachid imratzach eschav b'pachus meila b'yisim alichim, but the din of the Nesachim, V'loyel Nesachim, Nesachim, that Avada is both by Elis Yachin and by Elis Tzibur. So the Melech can say the Gvur Sariz Teretz, that's the Chiddush in the Mishnah, that the particular Nesachim they did was by Elis Tzibur and Elis Yachin, it's not because of how many Kanim were bringing it. Now the Gemara goes through the whole Joshua, how do we know Hefshe Nituach HaKasha Bazar? I just want to mention, in the beginning of the Gemara brings a Shkita Bazar Ksheir, the Chmeayim Basa. How do you know Shkita Bazar is Ksheir? So the Gemara seems to be bringing two limudim. One is that it says v'krivu b'nei Aaron HaKayinim, v'shachar is ben apagam v'krivu b'nei Aaron HaKayinim. So it only mentions b'nei Aaron HaKayinim after the Shkita by the Akrava, by the Kabbalah, mekabbalah melech mitzvahs kuna. And then it says v'samach yodei v'shachar limud ha-shkita shekshair bazar. And that sounds like a different limud, that just like the smicha is done with the Baalim, the Shkita is also done with the Baalim, and that teaches you shkita shekshair bazar. So the Gemara is bothered, why do we need both drushes? We have a drush of v'krivu b'nei Aaron HaKayinim, which tells you Kabbalah Melech Mitzvahs Kuna. Why do we need the drasha of a Samach V'Shachat Mas Micha V'Balam of Shkita V'Balam? He's Ma'ir Chalat. He goes to a different Tanam that one Tana would know the first drasha, one wouldn't. I saw an easy Teretz in Rabbi Yashiv. He brings the Taisin Zvachim. Taisin Zvachim might ask the Kasha. The Gemara doesn't bring both drashas. But Taisus Racham asks the kasha, why do we need the pasuk v'krivu to tell you that Kamal Melch Mitzvah Kuna Tepik Ladies a Hekesh Masmicha Bazarim Avshkita Bazarim? So he asks the kasha on his own, that half of the kasha. And Taisus answers that if it wouldn't be for v'krivu, we wouldn't dash into the Hekesh. Why? Because he would say the v'atim benecha, that's how the Gemara started here, v'atim benecha idcha tishvus kamaskan shevei ani afilu shchita. That since it says the chol dvarim is veach, that would be mafkir the hekish, and that would say even shchita. Now the kriva tells you no. The kriva tells you that mikabal v'elch mitzvus kuna. But now you have the kasha the other way. Once you know from the kriva mikabal v'elch mitzvus kuna, why don't you be samach v'shachat? The Sambu Shachar Taisin Zvachan Nafal Meis tells you, you wouldn't say it, connected the Pasuk of Dvarim Mizbech, you need the Krivu. But once you have the Krivu, why do you need the Sambu Shachar? So Rabbi Hashim says, to teach you that the Bailam should do the Shkita. Rashi Mzachan of Zayim Meis says, there's a special mitzvah for the Baal HaKorban to do the Shkita himself. So now that you need the Pasuk of Sambu Shachar. Now the Gemara dashes all the different psukim there, and the Yikra, for the different drashes, that Nisinus Eish needs the Kayin, and halachas and halachas eitzim don't need a kayim, and siddush nei gives you eitzim does need a kayim. Like you have the whole gemara with all the drashes, complicated gemara. It's a shaila and gersayis in the gemara, like the guy Sagra brings. I want to raise one nakuda. At the end of the sugya, the gemara wanted to know why does it say va'archu bnei aron akayin of eitzim nesachim al eitzim asher al eish asher al mizbech. Why does it say that? You don't need that in the end. So the Gemara says to teach you there were six kahanim that does it, that brings in the sachem. And that's how you learn that from the Mishnah, six kahanim do it. V'archu shnayim and Aaron shnayim, makanim shnayim, l'manu l'tleh shaton shisha. So you need six kahanim. So the Gemara says, but the pasuk is not talking about a tleh. The pasuk is talking about a ben bakar, ben bakar needs 24. So the Gemara answers, since it says, ala eitzim, asher al eish ashel mizbech, eizit oven embame eitzim eishu mizbech, havayim is a tleh. So it has to be talking about the Tleh, because the Tleh needs eight Eishim and Mizbech. What's the pshat that the Tleh, the Tum, carbon Tum, needs eight Eishim and Mizbech? So Rashi says, well, it's Mamash a big Kiddush. I'm pointing it out because you have to notice it. Rashi says the following, Eizu davash eskakti lechem lemaracha lesadr eitzim v'eishim mizbech b'shviloi. What thing do I need that you have to put eight of Eishim Mizbech specifically for that carbon? Have a imizet tleh, meaning Thomas Shel Shachar is kikach hakasav bay lemereches eitzim chadasha b'chol beker. A Thomas Shel Shachar, you need a separate maracha of eitzim every morning. A maracha, a specific maracha of eitzim eish on the mizbeach. Shar karbonais lehuskegu lechidish maracha. That's what Rashi says. It goes on to Amin Beis. That a Thomas needs a maracha of eitzim, a maracha chadasha of eitzim and eish on the mizbeach. Shark Abanas do not need a chiddush maracha. The Ritva explains a little bit more. The Ritva's lashon is, Ezidava shenemra bay, lemitzvah ulechiyav, shafilu yesham eish harbei, chay velasis maracha kisibakroi, mashegim shark Abanas, chayekadik eish mizbech sagiluhu. The carbon tamen is the only carbon where even if there's plenty of fire on the mizbech, plenty of wood, whatever you have to now make a new fire, specifically for the carbon tamen. You have to put a maracha of eitzim and eish and shnei gizri eitzim, and that specifically for the tamid. There's no other carbon that needs a fire if there's already a fire there. That's how he touches it. And that's the din of siddur maracha in the morning. It's not because you need a fire, even if you have a fire there. There's a nayin din of a chiddush maracha that's specifically for the carbon tamid. That's Rashi pshat. Rabbi Nechananel says a different pshat. Rabbi Nechananel says that what does it mean, eizah davar, means the carbon tamid was the only carbon that was put directly on the wood. Every other carbon was put on the carbon tamid. Since it was the first carbon to be put on the maracha, that was the only carbon that's put on the wood. All other carbonists were not put on the wood. They were put on other carbonists that were on the wood. The carbon tamid is the banim carbon that's on the wood directly. See, as a mikdash David, simen hei I say, the Rambam says in Hilchos Tumim Masaf in Perek Beis Halacha Hey that if they have leftover Evarim and Bedarim from yesterday, you put it on the side of the Maracha. That's what the Rambam says. What's the Makar? What's the Makar you put on the side of the Maracha? Why don't you put it on top of the Maracha? So the Mikdash David says that the Rambam learned Ar Gemara and he learned like Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel says that there's a din, the carbon tamid has to go on the Eitzim, So that's why the previous karbanis, there you put them on the maracha before you put the karban tamen. The karban tamen has to be shechted and hefshin and tuach and that, and you're already putting the old evarim and pedarim there. So you can't put it on the maracha because the karban tamen has to go on the maracha. So in Rashi, the big chiddush in this gemara is that when you have a karban tamen, you have to make a new maracha to cover the karban tamen. And in Beinu Chananel, the chiddush of the gemara is that the maracha you make in the morning, the first thing you have to put in is the karban tamen. Even if you have other evarim or budarim, which has to be put back on the maracha, you can't put it on the maracha. You have to put it on the side of the maracha, because the karban tamen is the one that goes directly on the eitzim, not any other karban. That's another chiddush in this gemara.